Superhuman Radio will start in just a moment, but Elisa and I wanted to tell you about something we're really excited about.
One of the top requests we get every month is to do a show about eating the superhuman way on a budget. So many people say it's just impossible, but now we have the answer.
We can now tell you to shop at ThriveMarket.com for all your favorite products. Whether it's organic, paleo, raw, vegan, non-GMO, or any other natural products, you'll find them all at ThriveMarket.com.
ThriveMarket.com has over 3,000 healthy products at 25 to 50% off retail. Go to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio and get 2 months free membership and 15% off your first order.
Take advantage of this outstanding offer. Thanks to ThriveMarket.com, eating like a superhuman has never been cheaper.
Less expensive.
Cheaper.
Carl, it's less expensive.
Okay, less expensive. Get over to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio today and start saving big time. Never pay retail again.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back. This is the first Casual Friday of 2016. I'm in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. How you doing, Elisa?
Hey, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. You want to play Auld Lang Syne?
Yes.
I don't have it queued up. I'm so glad the holiday's over. I got to be honest with you.
Are you?
I'm not Scroogey. I mean, I had a great time during the holiday, but I just feel like I lose so much ground business-wise when I take off.
Well, and it's difficult during the holidays when we're trying to schedule guests because a lot of the doctors and scientists and what have you work for educational institutions, and
they're off
during that time.
And their email addresses are in the edu.edu usually, and they're not checking their work
email.
They're
not checking, and you can't schedule anyone for the latter half of December or the very beginning of January. It's difficult to get interviews.
Yeah. And plus, so, I find, did you notice that this year, more so than most, people were slow to get back into gear the first week of January?
Yes, I've been in touch with several people, and they haven't wanted to schedule until latter part of January.
Yeah, I guess people need more of a break than just what they got. They feel so anyway. But anyway, I'm glad to be back in the studio. We have so many exciting things. None of which is less important than the fact that we have a returning sponsor. People have always asked us, "What about GLC? Do you still support GLC?" Yes, GLC took a short hiatus from the show because they built a new facility and they directed all their efforts into that. But they are back, and their Actistatin product is now available for everybody.
I'm so excited. I love, love, love that product.
For a long time, it was only available if you knew enough to ask for it because they weren't selling it on a large scale. But now, anybody can get it. It is the best joint formula in the world, bar none, here.
And it has other things besides glucosamine and MSM. It has resveratrol in
it.
But
it has all those things because of how it influences the production of synovial fluid and the ability for chondrocytes to be regenerated when there is enough glucosamine and chondroitin around. I mean, everything in that formula is synergistically designed, like the vitamin C. We know vitamin C contributes to collagen production.
Correct.
There's vitamin C in there. Everything in that formula contributes to creating the scaffolding and the necessary tissue contributors to replenish cartilage in the joints.
Are we offering any kind of a discount to our listeners?
I don't know. Actually, I'd have to look at what our banner ad says. There's a banner ad right on our homepage, one of the rotating banner ads there.
It just says, find your maximum potential. So, no, glcdirect.com. It doesn't say anything.
Yeah, no, I guess there's no sales at this moment. But still,
it's worth it. It's worth it. I can tell a difference when I don't use that product.
Yes, that's exactly the truth. And that's what I hear from everybody. When they start taking it again, within 2 weeks, their knee pains go away.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not because it's masking the pain. It's because it's actually replenishing synovial fluid and chondrocytes in the knee.
Okay, so Let's talk about my health scare.
Yeah. So Elisa Profumo, who's really healthy as a horse, never has a cold, never gets sick, nothing.
Never say never. Famous last words. Yeah. You know, I've never faced something that's scary like this.
Scared the crap out of you.
It did scare the crap out of me.
So let me interview you.
Okay.
I'm going to segue into this to get it started. So we were on our way back from Nashville.
On New Year's Day.
We went to Nashville for New Year's Eve, had a great time in Nashville. Lots of fun city.
I had zero symptoms.
Nothing.
Zero. I mean, we were having fun. I mean, we didn't go crazy, but.
Right.
But
In fact, we were asleep early on New Year's Eve night because
we didn't stay up till midnight.
No, we didn't even stay up till midnight because we couldn't. We were tired. We were running around and having fun and all that sort of stuff. So we drove home on a Friday.
Which was New Year's Day.
And in the car, you started to say that you felt like a little soreness in your lower abs.
Yeah, and I just thought, well, let's stop so I can use the restroom.
Mm-hmm.
So when we did, I started feeling crampy, feeling cramps.
Right.
As I stopped and went to the restroom, I started feeling cramps. I thought, oh, that's odd. Maybe I ate something that didn't agree with me.
And we did. Right away, we started becoming suspicious. We're like, oh, well, it had to be what you ate 12 hours ago. So it was whatever you had for dinner last night. And we were thinking, well, maybe it was the chicken at El Molino, because we went to El Molino, one of our favorite Italian restaurants.
Wonderful restaurant.
Yeah. And so you were concerned that it was the food. But then as we got closer and closer to home, the pain got worse and worse.
So when we got home, I started right in, as usual, taking down Christmas decorations. And I couldn't. I had to stop. The pain started in my lower abs, the pain was really bad, and I was exhausted,
mm-hmm.
which I'd been sitting in the car. Why would I be exhausted? So I got on the sofa and literally got on my computer and started just looking at all the different symptoms.
We thought it was an appendicitis because of the severity of the pain and the location of the pain, and obviously women always worry about what?
Ovarian cancer.
There you go.
The really only relief I could get was I went and sat in the bathtub.
Yeah.
And I was up there and I was by myself, and obviously, and I'm sitting there and I'm like, my mind is going, what if I have ovarian cancer? Oh my God, what am I going to do? And you know, and I even said that to you.
Yeah. I said, don't worry about it. We know what to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we do know what to do if you had ovarian cancer.
The keto diet.
Yeah, we would go, I mean, harsh ketogenic diet. And use things like ginger extract and things that we know reduce inflammation and have an effect on the tumor necrosis factor.
And I said to you, so, you know, what's going to happen if I do have ovarian cancer? And you said, well, they'll do a hysterectomy on you.
Right.
And then I started thinking, I don't want my female parts gone.
Right.
You know? And so I was like doing some research online, and even when women just have ovarian cyst and fibroids, doctors do hysterectomies
on
them.
I know.
It's ridiculous.
They did it to my mother. My mother was in her 40s, and something, I don't know what it was, but they gave her a full hysterectomy at 40 years old, and she changed as a person. I mean, it's terrible. Doctors are so fast to remove
body parts.
Especially women's ovaries, those pesky ovaries. They're so quick to remove them. I told you the story about when my youngest child was born. Let's not segue the story. I'll tell you that later. But anyway, so you're worried about ovarian cancer. We contact Dr. Matt Andre. We text him because he's our doctor. We have a concierge physician relationship. We text him. He orders an ultrasound because the pain got so bad.
I couldn't go for my ultrasound until Monday because everything was closed. It was a holiday weekend. So we were faced with a decision. Do I go to the ER or do I wait until Monday? And I just waited until Monday. And
the pain got worse.
The pain got so bad. Actually, though, the pain got really bad. And it was so bad, I couldn't hardly walk.
Yeah,
I mean,
you're walking. We have a friend who we love who walks like the Hunchback of Notre Dame. And Lisa kept saying, oh, I'm walking like so-and-so. And the reality is that you couldn't go up and down stairs. You couldn't do anything. You were just hunched over all the time.
I was hunched over. And when I went to the bathroom, it hurt so
bad.
Yeah,
no matter what. Tinkle, anything. It just hurt. Yeah.
And I mean, you could hear me in there. Like, it
moaning.
Was, yeah.
yeah.
It was awful. And well, it still does hurt some. But anyway, so Monday I go for my ultrasound. So I've never experienced having to have an ultrasound done before. Mm-hmm. I was nervous. I asked the receptionist, does it hurt?
Right.
And she said, no, it's like having a pap smear.
But this is a different kind of ultrasound. So when they do an ultrasound to determine if you have an ovarian cyst or something like that, it's not the kind of ultrasound that they do for pregnant women where it's on the outside of the body. They actually insert a probe into the vagina so that they can see inside your body.
A really long probe.
Right.
And so, you know, I go back there, we get started, and I'm nervous anyway.
Right. And this woman who had the bedside manner
of a gorilla
wrenched this thing around in you and ended up bruising you worse than the ovarian problem.
Well, she took that probe, and at one point she was inside. She was looking, because I asked her what she was doing. She was taking forever, it seemed like to me anyway. She said she was looking for my left ovary, and she had the probe inside me, and she just jerked it and turned it a different direction, and I screamed.
Right.
And I have a very high tolerance for pain.
Right.
I took nothing except for white willow bark this whole time.
Right.
So I'm like hanging on to the side of this bed that I'm laying on, and so she's doing her thing, and so I said, how much longer is this going to take? And so I'm laying there thinking, okay, now I'm having thoughts of this probe inside me puncturing something.
Perforating something.
Perforating, because that's what happened to my mother.
Right.
And that's how my mother died.
In her stomach.
In her stomach, exactly.
Right. Right.
So she said, I said to the woman, I said, can this puncture or perforate anything?
Right.
And she said, no, I'm just in your vagina.
Right.
Like,
Yeah, like that, you can't puncture it.
But, I mean, it felt like she was up inside my throat.
Right.
She had it in there so deep.
So, okay, so then fast forward, we get the results back. And the results show that you have an ovarian cyst on one ovary.
But in the right ovary, there's an existing ovarian cyst.
Right, which will go away now.
But however,
on the left ovary.
The left ovary had one, but it burst.
Right. And the left ovary also has a fibroid.
Yes, several fibroids actually.
The largest of which is 1 inch around,
right?
Which is considered a large fibroid.
Mm-hmm.
So of course, if you had gone to a doctor, they would remove your ovaries immediately because you have fibroids.
Yes,
but one of the things that we kept getting hung up on is that one of the things that kept worrying you is every time you looked on the internet. Which is both a good and a bad thing, by the way, when you're looking for symptoms on the internet, because it can really throw you for a loop. You kept saying, well, it says here, when postmenopausal women have ovarian cysts, they always remove the ovaries because of cancer.
Cancer, always.
But
that,
I kept saying
it kept
to
coming
you,
up.
I kept saying to you, but you can't think of yourself that way because you're on HRT. So you still have hormones. So you're still like a premenopausal woman. Who can get an ovarian cyst and it's no big thing. They don't remove her ovaries right away.
Well, had I gone to a traditional doctor, I probably would have been coaxed into trying to have them
They would have given you at least a partial hysterectomy, most likely a complete hysterectomy.
It needs to be said that there was fluid and blood floating around. Matt told me that there was the evidence of fluid from the cyst.
Cyst that had burst.
That was causing pressure. That was causing the pain,
right.
Partially causing the pain and pressure, and that once that was reabsorbed,
it would go away.
It would go away, and it's started to go away now. Also, he said there could have been infection, which scared me too, because back to my mother, she had infection, and they smelled the infection outside of her body. And Carl said to me the other day, he said, you have bad breath.
And you never have bad
I
breath.
Never have bad breath, like not even in the morning when I wake up. And I went and brushed and flossed my teeth, and it's still, you could still smell it, and I thought it might be the infection coming from inside.
I mean, it could have been a series of things. We don't know what that was, right? But the bottom line is we have to take a break. But I want to stay with this for a second because I want to show you the difference about when you are a steward for your own health, number one, and you have a doctor who respects that. You are the steward for your own health. The difference in outcomes of a situation like this.
And not only that, I just want to point out a few things that could have caused this.
Well, we're going to talk
what
all about
I could
that.
Have done differently.
Yes, we're going to talk all about that. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll pick up on the other end. This is a great discussion for women out there, whether you're on HRT already, if you're on birth control pills, and or if you're planning on using HRT or birth control pills sometime in the future. This is an important discussion for you, so stay tuned.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limit. Feel the difference with Actistatin. Made by Hemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at madebyhemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to madebyhemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. Madebyhemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web. The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegish.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Standing in the rain, freezing cold and soaking wet, came to hear his favorite DJ
play
his
set.
No. Welcome back. Okay, so
let me just say something here.
I don't want you to give anything away.
Oh, yet. I'm not. But by the age of 60, more than one third of American women will have given up their wombs to surgeons.
Yeah. I know. It's terrible.
One third.
So here's the difference. So Dr. Matt Andry gets on with Elisa. He tells her what he learned from the ultrasound that he ordered. And he says to her, okay, this is something manageable. He goes, we need to get you in for blood work. Because don't forget, when a woman goes through menopause, it's not like her hormones just cease and the HRT they put you on is static forever and ever. As hormones change, you have to change your doses to complement those changes. He says, let's get you in for blood work. Chances are you have an estrogen dominance. You don't have enough progesterone. And this is an important discussion because when you go on a birth control pill that is a single hormone type of an approach, and you whack out all the other hormones, this is when problems happen in the ovaries, in the uterus, and so on.
So it's an estrogen dominance. However, it's the estradiol form.
Well, estradiol, there's three estrogens, right? Estrone, estriol, and estradiol. And estradiol is the most bioactive. It's the one that conveys all of the quote-unquote effects and benefits of estrogen.
But that's not to be mistaken by esterone, which causes breast cancer.
Right.
Esterone is called the old lady's estrogen,
right,
and it's the one most commonly found in breast cancer cases.
Right. So Matt says to Elisa, because Elisa's worried that he's going to say hysterectomy. He's like, no. He goes, we just need to get your hormones straightened out. These will be reabsorbed.
Within 3 months of having your estrogen and progesterone in balance, within 3 months of a vigorous exercise program, they will be reabsorbed.
Right. Exactly. And there are other things that you can do to enhance that. You can take enterically coated enzymes, which are not used for digestion, but are absorbed by the body, and they will break down fibrotic tissue in the body.
Also,
that's another thing you can do.
Also, another side effect, if it goes on long enough with the estrogen dominance, your uterus will actually grow.
Yes.
So that's another concern as well.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's, I'm going to go Monday for my blood work. Today is like the first day that I'm really back to normal.
Right.
I actually got on the treadmill this morning. Didn't walk very fast.
Right.
But I'm going to go every
quarter. But you did walk on a pretty high incline. I didn't say anything to you, because I said to you, like, just go easy. So Elisa's easy is, well, if I can't go fast, I'll go hard. So she puts it on like the highest incline, but that's okay. I didn't say anything. I figured, if she's doing it, let her.
Well, actually, I got on the exercise bike too, and that felt really good because
right.
It was like
supports
working my
area.
Legs, yeah. And that felt really good. But I only went for 20 minutes. So that's good.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go every quarter for blood work.
In the short term.
In the short term until we get the situation under control. And then after that, I'll go every 6 months for
right.
a while.
So if you are a woman of a certain age and you end up with some fibroids on your ovaries or in your uterus, I mean, intrauterine fibroids are also a problem, do not immediately listen to your physician who says, we need to order you a hysterectomy. We got to get that stuff out.
Or even remove your ovaries.
Well, that's a partial hysterectomy.
That's partial,
so,
yes.
So any hysterectomy.
And also, women of color are three to nine times more likely to have fibroids, and their fibroids will grow more quickly.
Now, think about this. So I'm a person of color, okay, technically, right? If I get a cut, I end up with something called a keloid. Most people will have a scar and it's just flat, but I have a scar where the tissue actually grows and becomes proud. And those of you who are listening to the show who are Latino or African American or just dark skinned Middle Eastern or Middle
Italian.
European Italians, you know what I'm talking about. You know what a keloid is. So it makes perfect sense that African American women and women of color would see more aggressive keloids because it's the same thing. It's just fibrotic tissue. That's all it is. It's fibrous tissue growing. And we seem, those of us with more melanin in our skin, seem to grow fibrous tissue faster and better. Now, I don't know why. Is it a deficit? Is it an evolutionary gift? I don't know. But it makes perfect sense that women of color would, in fact, have more aggressive fibroids. So the other thing that Elisa discovered is this. So I wrote a blog post not too long ago about glyphosate turning up in cotton-based tampons. Cotton is not white. Cotton is actually kind of a yellowish color. They bleach it to make it white. Elisa found an interesting article that shows that using tampons that are bleached with a chlorine type chemical actually can cause fibroids because it mimics estrogen. It's a xenoestrogen.
Yes, it mimics estrogens. And then also exposure to xeno hormones.
Well, exposure to BPA, exposure to phthalates, exposure to all the crap that we talk about on the show ad infinitum that is floating around in our environment and you're coming in contact all the time with is contributing to this bumper crop, no pun intended, of fibroids.
Well, calcium deglucarate rids the body of a lot of those xenohormones.
Yes.
I think that I'm going to start. I took that for a while and I stopped. I'm mm-hmm. going to start taking that again.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good thing, too. And then obviously limiting your exposure to these things. But how do you? So we know about BPA, right? We know about phthalates.
Well, also,
but we don't
herbicides.
Know about a lot of the other things that are in plastic that just haven't come to the forefront. That plasticizers, by and large, are bad for us.
Herbicides and pesticides.
Oh, everywhere.
You have to eat organically. You yeah. have to.
Yeah.
You have to.
Yeah, I agree.
So anyway, not to belabor this, I'm better and. Oh, one other thing it says to strengthen the liver by drinking dandelion root teas, which I do periodically.
Yeah, but you do it for diuretic purposes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because it rids you of water.
Mm-hmm.
But again, the message here is this. If you're a woman out there and you have fibroids, it's not a reason to get a hysterectomy.
I had no idea I had them, though.
Most people don't know. They
just
never
don't
know.
Go to the ultrasound operator that I went to.
Yeah, there you go. Brunhilde the Terrible, her name was.
Yes.
I want to take our break now. I want to segue into something else that makes sense to talk about now, and that is that they are going to make birth control pills over the counter.
Yes.
And in light of this discussion, it's probably an important thing to talk about.
Yes.
So let's do that. We'll take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the NGDO healthy deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive.
We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage, promote joint mobility and flexibility, replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
My name is...
Hi, my name is...
What is your name?
Seth Williamson.
Hey, Seth Williamson, how you doing?
Listening at the All-American Pharmaceuticals headquarters front desk.
Yeah.
Listening live.
I'm going out in March with you, so I'll get to meet him then.
We'll be staying at the Boot Hill Inn. For those of you who want to visit us, we are celebrities at the Boot Hill Inn.
It's quite the place.
It's
okay.
Quite the place.
So Carla Dixon posted... She said, I know that pain. I spent my mid to late 20s in misery. I had a doctor offer to take everything out at the age of 29.
What a jerky doctor he was.
Can you imagine? Glad I didn't take that path. I recommend serrapeptase and DIM along with natural progesterone cream.
There you go. That's the key. Get the progesterone elevated. Get so that the ratio of progesterone is higher. So you're not estrogen dominant and the fibroids go away. The ovarian cysts go away.
Yes.
But doctors know this. They know this. Why don't they do something about it?
Well, why don't they do PRP instead of taking out your knees
and see
if that helps, or growth hormone injections?
So we are about to see birth control pills become an over-the-counter product. What do you think about that?
Oregon is the first state to have already done it, and California is going to follow suit in a couple of months. I don't agree with it.
Tell me why.
I just think it's a mistake because of the hormones that are in these birth control pills. After what I've experienced, especially young children, I'm thinking about my niece who just turned 17. She is not mature enough to make a decision like that.
I don't think she'd be able to buy them over the counter, would she?
I think you have to be 18. You have to be 18. Yeah. But even still, 18-year-old, is someone really mature enough to make that decision?
You're mature enough to join the military and die for your country at 18. I say you should be able to smoke, drink, and take anything you want at 18 years old. I mean, you know, you're an adult making decisions for yourself as long as you are well-informed. And I got to tell you the truth. I put a lot more faith in pharmacists than I do doctors. I really do. You look at countries like Mexico.
Why?
I'm going to tell you. You look at countries like Mexico where you can walk into a pharmacy and get anything but a narcotic prescribed by a pharmacist. I mean, you have people in Mexico, their children have issues. They describe the symptoms to the pharmacist. The pharmacist hands them a prescription drug here in the United States. We don't see people dying there of massive overdoses of drugs. We don't see the problems with pharmaceutical drugs in Mexico that we see here in the United States, and ours are prescribed by doctors. And so here's why I say pharmacists, first of all, understand something that doctors don't, and that is drug interactions. Doctors don't have a clue about drug interactions. So often doctors make a prescription and the pharmacist calls the physician's office and says, hey, you've got this person on this blood pressure medicine and you just prescribed this antidepressant and they're going to have a stroke if they take these two together. Oh, we'll change it. And
that makes sense.
Yeah, the physician doesn't have a clue. I trust pharmacists more than I trust physicians when it comes to these pills. Now, what I do worry about is if someone has certain problems like optical migraines where you see halos and stuff like that, that could be contraindicate that you should take hormonal birth control pills.
But how does this person who has an optical migraine, how do they know that they shouldn't take them?
Well, that's the thing. Are the pharmacists going to ask questions or you know, say, hey, let me ask you some
The patient
questions.
Has to fill out a questionnaire.
Okay.
I don't know if that will be on the questionnaire.
I'm sure it has to be. Because that's a reason not to give a woman a birth control pill. But also, they should explain to these women that these hormones, they have risks. Increased thrombotic index, the development of pulmonary embolism, blood clots in your lungs, blood clots throughout your body. Not to mention that a certain percentage of women come off of birth control and still can't get pregnant ever. Their hormones never come back to normal. There's a lot of risks with these things. I mean, they can cause liver damage. They can cause, depending on the type that you're taking. I mean, there's lots of risks as long as they explain all that to the girl.
Do you think that people are really going to be,
responsible,
cognizant? Yeah, responsible.
No, I don't. People aren't responsible now. I mean, people do stupid stuff all the time. You think that they're going to go? They'll lie. I'm sure that there's girls out there who don't want to get pregnant so bad. They want to have sex with their boyfriend. They've had the occasional optical migraine. They know that they have it, but they're going to go and lie to the physician. I mean, to the pharmacist.
So we might as well talk about this now, too. In 2013, which is the most recent year data available, 46,471 people in the U.S. died from drug overdoses, which include prescription painkillers and heroin.
Right.
So that's more than motor vehicles, crashes, and more than guns.
Gun-related deaths.
Firearm-related deaths.
Yeah. And well, those types of drugs, opiates, they're very addictive, you know. People get addicted to them. But it's no different than the heroin addict. I mean, you know, if you're addicted to OxyContin or you're addicted to heroin, you're the same person. Same candidate. So these drugs are very addictive.
No, my point in bringing that up now is people are reckless
with their health. But you know what? With birth control pills, you have to look at what we're talking about here. If every woman who had casual sex had a baby, this world would, the United States would be overpopulated already. And we would be burdened financially. Look, you know, whatever the statistics are of the people that are on some sort of social service today, imagine if they had six more children each.
I read an article somewhere That women in China, I have to look that up. Women in China have to give a year's notice before they have their babies.
Yeah, they have, I think I could be wrong about this. So anybody who's listening to the show that can correct me on this one, maybe, Dawn Blanken is listening. I think China always had, or maybe it was Japan, a one child per family law.
Well, they've changed that.
They just changed it. Was it China or Japan?
I think it was China.
Yeah, they just changed it. They were like, hey, you know what? We're going to loosen it up. You can have 1.5 children now. I guess people can have 2 kids now or something like
but
that.
But the women have to apply a year in advance.
Yeah. Could you imagine? But that's a country where the population has gone out of control. They can't support the population. That could happen here in the United States in the turn of 3 decades if people didn't have birth control pills. Because people aren't going to stop having sex. Let's be honest.
So my only comment about the 46,471 people who have died from painkillers, prescription painkillers,
right?
Where's the tears shed by our government for that?
Well, it's a different scenario. That's a quiet thing that happens. So when they find a junkie in an empty building with the needle still in his arm, dead. There's no fanfare. There's nobody in the news is following them. There's no helicopters. You know, there's no police brigades rushing through neighborhoods. That's a quiet death. Very, very quiet death. Do you know why a heroin addict dies?
Why?
Because the heroin is so strong that they stop breathing. They forget to breathe. They don't breathe anymore. It's a very, very quiet death. You just fade away. That's all there is to it.
Well. But look at their life once they become addicted.
Oh, it's terrible. I understand what you're saying. But look, forget those numbers. Those numbers, the gun numbers, the heroin numbers, they're nothing. 7 out of every 10 deaths every year are from avoidable chronic disease.
I knew you were going to go there.
But it's the truth. I'm scratching my flipping head every day when I hear people talking about championing this cause that takes, you know, 60 lives a month or 1,300 people a year die from this. And I'm like, okay, I understand that. But you do realize that 1.6 million people a year die because they are being lied to about what is healthy to eat. They're being lied to about the safety of the chemicals in their environment, in their food by the FDA. They're being lied to by the pharmaceutical companies that are pushing drugs at them to get rid of this symptom but cause these other 6 diseases over time. That's a bigger 1.6 million people a year. I mean, 7 out of 10 deaths. That means the other 3 deaths are made up of all these other little pools of people we're talking about. Gun deaths, heroin deaths. Those are fragmented into the 3.
Car crashes.
Yeah. The 7... from avoidable chronic disease. If you were a government really interested in protecting your people, wouldn't you go, isn't there anything we can do maybe even to get it down to 5 out of 10? You know, just, you know, make it from 1.6 million to just 1 million a year. I mean, that would save 600,000 lives a year. Really? And no one's paying attention to that because you know why? Because everybody believes, oh, you can't fix that. You can't fix chronic disease. Chronic disease is something that's genetic. You're going to get it. That's why.
But it's not.
No. And companies make a lot of money on chronic disease. There's billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars made every year that would fall apart if chronic disease wasn't perpetuated. All right, let's take a break. I want to talk about this grandmother who just gave birth.
Yes.
Because it fits nicely into this whole discussion.
Stay tuned.
Okay.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. Drops. The name says it all.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered 2 more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Superhuman Radio will start in just a moment, but Elisa and I wanted to tell you about something we're really excited about.
One of the top requests we get every month is to do a show about eating the superhuman way on a budget. So many people say it's just impossible. But now we have the answer.
We can now tell you to shop at ThriveMarket.com for all your favorite products. Whether it's organic, paleo, raw, vegan, non-GMO, or any other natural products, you'll find them all at ThriveMarket.com.
ThriveMarket.com has over 3,000 healthy products at 25 to 50% off retail. Go to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio and get 2 months free membership and 15% off your first order.
Take advantage of this outstanding offer. Thanks to ThriveMarket.com, eating like a superhuman has never been cheaper.
Less expensive.
Cheaper.
Carl, it's less expensive.
Okay, less expensive. Get over to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio today and start saving big time. Never pay retail again.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. So I just want to give a couple pieces of information real quick, right?
Right.
Oldest woman to give birth. It was 66-year-old Carmen Busada of Spain. Now, all of these women were given in vitro fertilization, where the oocytes were donated by a donor, usually a family member. But one woman gave birth to her own child. She wanted to have her own child. But they were all given hormone therapy so that they returned to what is considered youthful hormonal levels so that they could give birth. Her record was broken by Baba Raj Lohan. She was 71 years old, and her 71-year-old husband, okay? They gave birth to I'm sorry, Rajo Devi Lohan gave birth to a daughter, Naveen, at the age of 70. Lohan's health soon deteriorated and she nearly died due to complications following childbirth, but she bounced back, and as of 2013, when this author last checked, that she was still alive. 70 years old.
That's
now, you asked the question. So, in other words, they gave this woman hormones. They returned her to a hormonal youthful level where she could give birth. And I said, yes. And that's been my argument all along.
Why can't they do the... I mean, why, if they can do that and it's safe for them to do that with the hormones, why is it not safe for a woman?
They don't know. They don't know if it's safe, but here's what I've said all along. When a doctor gives a woman HRT, they bring her back to what could best be considered perimenopausal levels. Okay? They just bring her back to the other side of postmenopausal levels. That's all they do. There's a whole frontier of higher hormone levels that a woman has experienced in her entire life as a youthful woman, that they won't venture into. And I say, why? And they'll say, well, she'll start menstruating again. And what's wrong with that? I mean, unless a woman says, look, I never want to see another tampon again. I am glad my period is gone. Okay, then fine. You keep her at that perimenopausal level, which is the standard today for HRT. But if a woman says, I want to be youthful, I don't want to be older hormonally, then give her the option. You'd have to use, in order to do it right, you would have to use, who's that doctor that I had on the show, the woman? The Wiley Protocol.
Wiley Protocol.
Yes. You'd have to have a cyclical dose of estrogen and progesterone and testosterone. That testosterone pretty much stays the same. But you'd have to have a cyclical dose of estrogen and progesterone that mimics a 28-day cycle that a woman experiences. And you would actually have to have a woman have a period once a month.
So this woman here, just today, I guess, she was 54 years old. She gave birth to her daughter's child.
Right.
And she was 7 years past menopause.
Right, right.
And so they brought her back up to the youthful levels so that she could become pregnant.
Yeah.
And she's fine.
And the little kid's going to call her grandma mommy. I have mommy mommy and I have grandma mommy. That's like the old joke, you know, here in Kentucky, there's people that I am my own grandfather.
Okay.
You know that? You don't know that joke. Okay. No.
Okay. So, one more thing about when I was doing research, nowhere in the research did it say that a woman postmenopausal could get ovarian cyst.
Yeah, because it's always ovarian cancer.
It was always ovarian cancer.
Right. So that's another reason to raise a woman's hormone levels back up to more youthful levels. And in fact, aren't we doing a show? Didn't you book a guest that shows that endometrial cancer reduced dramatically when giving a woman estrogen and progesterone?
I'm trying to. I haven't booked it yet. I have sent the invite out, yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's going to be a great interview because that's contrary to what the mainstream medical practitioners are saying. Oh, if you put a woman on hormones, she's going to get cancer. No, in fact, they're finding out when you put a woman on the right dose of hormones, one that brings her back into a more youthful stage, she doesn't develop cancer. She doesn't develop ovarian tumors. She maybe she'll get ovarian cysts like a young girl does, but that's it. No, unfortunately, it's going to take so long for all this to unwind. But anyway, okay.
Okay, so I did want to talk about the FDA in their infinite wisdom.
Yes.
Has banned, as of yesterday, they banned pizza boxes.
Yes, in fact, Papa John's is running a special right now. Two pizzas in a plastic bag for $5.95.
Actually, they can use up the boxes that they have.
Well, that was nice of the FDA.
Yeah, but I mean
that was like remember the company in Florida that they discovered a banned pesticide in the orange juice. And instead of making them throw it away, they said, "Well, they can sell it, but they just can't use that anymore." Yeah.
Does that make sense? Okay, yeah. So there are three substances in this box that causes cancer, and the FDA is allowing them to continue using this.
Yeah.
Which I find ridiculous. But what also is ridiculous is that back in October 2014,
All this came to light.
They were petitioned by the Natural Resources Defense Council because they were trying to get them to stop using pizza boxes.
Right. But think about it. I've said this all along. The FDA doesn't move until the industry they're moving on is ready for the FDA to move. So when, I mean, even like BPA, the FDA knew that BPA was dangerous. They did nothing until the industry said, okay, we've got a replacement for it. You can go ahead and tell us to take it out now. The FDA doesn't move heavy-handedly against people, industries, and companies that are hurting people. They move casually. And they make it look like they're taking a stance years later because, like, so for instance, the box manufacturers that are making these boxes, companies like Pizza Hut, Papa John's, Little Caesars, I mean, we're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars of inventory of boxes, right? If the FDA really cared about people, they wouldn't worry about that. They would say, you can't use these boxes anymore. Find a solution in the next 90 days. Okay? That's it. And, but no, what they're going to do is, they're getting petitioned by these companies. They're saying, look, excuse me. You know, we got hundreds of millions of dollars in inventory of these boxes. What are we going to do? The FDA's appropriate response should be, that's not the problem of the American people who you're harming. But the FDA's normal response is, okay, look, we'll give you 2 years, go through your inventory. I mean, people have already been messed up by these boxes already. A couple more years isn't going to make a difference. And that's how they operate.
Okay, but these chemicals are also found, commonly found in microwave popcorn bags, wax pastry bags.
Any of those bags you cook in. We went to a fine restaurant not too long ago. I don't remember where it was. And they were serving a fish cooked in parchment paper. Do you remember this?
Well, I was going to order it. And then when they said it was wax coated.
I said, hell no. And they were like, no, no, this is special paper made to bacon. And I'm like, no, it's parchment paper. It's got paraffin on it. That's not the problem, but there's going to be chemicals in there and you're going to cook it. And this is, remember, it was like a $60 dish. Mm-hmm. And I was like, are you kidding me? Oh no, it seals the flavor in. Oh, so does a microwave bag in a microwave oven. I'm not going to eat that either. People look, and you know what? I see people always posting things on Facebook about using their crock pot with a liner. And I've gotten into little discussions with them where they'll say, no, these liners are made, you know, they don't get that hot. It's like, it's plastic, dude. Are you crazy?
Also, carpet cleaners and camping tents are just a few more of the items.
Well, I mean, camping tents, I don't know if I have a big problem with because, you know, you're sleeping in it. I don't know that you're licking it. Carpet cleaners, carpet is toxic. Carpet is toxic itself, the materials that it's made out of. So I don't know about that. I mean, I'm not going to get too frustrated about that. But anything that touches our food, I have a problem with.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Do you want to – oh, we can take our break now.
Okay.
I want to talk about the vegan kitty. I posted that on Facebook. Adele Moussa sent it to me because he knew that I would jump on it. Thank you for that, Adele. I posted it on Facebook, and holy mackerel, it was like I opened up a can of worms. Did you see that?
Anytime you mention anything about a vegan diet,
oh, man.
Everybody just jumps.
Oh, you can't. You know what? You can't talk. You can't say anything negative about the vegan diet unless you want to pile on. I mean, that's really the way it is. So let's talk about that when we come out of the break, okay?
Okay.
All right, stay tuned. How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system.
No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance-enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
It was a moonlit night in old Mexico.
It was a moonlit night in old Mexico.
Old Mexico.
I walked alone between some old adobe haciendas. I heard the plaintive cry.
Well, you knew the beginning of it.
I heard the beginning of it a million times. Oh, here, wait. I didn't even know there was music behind it. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back. I'm only kidding. Elise is looking at me like, what?
What did you forget? We just coming out of the break.
So, okay. Anyway, I touched the third rail yesterday. The third rail is called Say Anything About the Vegan Diet. Other than it's the best thing and the only appropriate way for humans to eat, and you will be jumped upon.
There was just a new study that just came out. I've invited the author on. Another new study, I should say, that says that the vegan diet is not more healthy or healthier right. for the environment.
Right. Oh, but they won't believe that anyway. Vegans don't. You know what the funny thing about the vegan diet is? They... Okay, an omnivore like me, I love vegetables. I love fruit. I like tubers. I eat them all, but I also eat meat, okay? And that one distinction makes my approach to diet wrong. in the eyes of a vegan.
But what I don't like about the vegan community is that if you're not on board with their way of thinking, then you're wrong.
And that's because the vegan diet is an ideology. It's like a religion. It's not, you don't eat a vegan diet because it's scientifically appropriate for humans to eat, which is what they keep saying. And there's no science that proves that. There's not a single scientific study out there done by a reputable university that has shown that eating a plant-based diet exclusively devoid of any animal products is healthier or makes you live longer. In fact, quite the opposite, as you pointed out, not even from an environmental standpoint, but there's two well-done studies. One of them had 56,000 people over like a 16 or 18-year period in the UK that showed that vegans died of the same diseases and just as frequently as omnivores. They didn't have any longer lives. They didn't have the avoidance of health problems. Nothing. It's just nonsense. But people who eat vegan do it because they feel sorry for animals, and it's the moral reason. Oh, well, I'm not harming animals. What they fail to realize is animals are killed and harmed growing vegetables. You think that when they clear fields, that all the chipmunks, you think they go out and they yell, all the bunnies and chipmunks say, hey, get out of the fields. We're going to be coming through now with this big equipment. We don't want to chew you up and spit you out in little bloody pieces. Animals are killed raising farming vegetables. And what about the animals that are killed from the chemicals that are used in agriculture?
Oh, the bees, for example.
So this idea that eating a vegan diet is somehow moral is flawed. But yet, if you show any science that contradicts their opinion, they tell you that the science is flawed, it's wrong, it's not right. Only what they believe is right, and that's fine. I love vegetables. I think eating vegetables are very important, especially organic. I think that they should be part of your everyday dietary intake. But I also believe that you should eat meat too.
So why would someone put their small kitten on a vegan diet?
I hate to say this, but because it's an ideology, okay, they believe that everything should be vegan. If a vegan is good for me, it'll be good for my cat. What about the masseuse that you had that was, he was boasting about he's raising a vegan child. His son was like 9 years old and all he eats is soy protein drinks and soy this and soy that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's child abuse. And the idea that we're omnivores, not obligate carnivores, means that we can survive on vegetation. Yeah, we can survive on it. We're not going to thrive on it. It'll get us through a famine. Yeah. But it's not going to allow us to be the best possible specimen of a human being that we can be.
They were feeding this kitten potatoes,
yes,
rice milk and yeah, pasta.
So the owner takes the kitty to the vet. I think this happened in Australia, and this was Snope. It's a true story.
Yes.
So the owner takes the kitty to the vet. The vet starts asking the owner questions, realizes that this person is forcing this poor animal to eat a vegan diet. Guess how they saved the animal's life?
By feeding it meat.
They fed it meat, and the animal survived. I want to bang my head against the wall when
I hear this stuff. I read in some of the thread on Facebook, some man was arguing with you because his wife was vegan and she feels
his
so
wife,
much.
His wife just became vegan, has been vegan for the past few years, and he's a vegan now for the past couple years.
And she feels so much better.
And this phenomenon happens all the time. So when people become vegans, what they fail to realize is by shifting to this plant-based diet, they cut out a lot of the crap they were eating, but it's not the meat. It was probably the pasta and the grain-based stuff and lots of processed foods. And so they feel great because they've eliminated that crap, but they're on a nutrient-deficient diet that's going to catch up to them. It takes a few years. Everybody we've ever had on the show in the past 10 years, from highly intelligent nutritionists like Pam Colleen to that woman who lives in South America who was like, she was like one of the top vegans in the country writing books about the vegan diet, who said, I was getting sicker while I was writing these books. I'm feeling terrible, but I had to stay with it because I was this proud vegan. I had an industry to support. Everybody who does this long enough hits the wall. And then they quietly come back out. They back out. They start eating meat again and they feel great and they just don't say anything.
Well, remember the one vegan that was a blogger and she started getting death threats?
Yeah, that was another one we had on. We've had so many people come on this show, including Brooks Kubik, and say, you know, I tried the vegan thing and I couldn't eat enough. And then I started feeling sick and I was getting weaker and I was getting, and it's like, okay, so eliminating bad foods from your diet, good thing to do. Vegan diet seems to have the ability to do that because it's such a narrow diet. It excludes so much potential food that you could be eating. So you eliminate all these foods. You feel good. You feel different. In fact, Pam Colleen said it's because of a copper imbalance in the brain that vegans generally feel almost euphoric in the first year. And they attribute that to, oh, I'm so healthy. I feel so good. When it's actually an imbalance in copper. In fact, when vegans are seen by a doctor that have ailments related to deficiencies like B12 and other things, the doctors will put them on vitamins that have no copper in them. I had a discussion with a guy not too long ago because they already have so much copper in them that from the food that they're eating. So I guess that's what the copper imbalance is. But anyway, so these people have come on the show year after year and talked about this. So then the other argument is, well, it's better for the environment. It's not better for the environment. Good schools are doing research and showing that you get more energy from eating an animal that you can raise. The water that you use and the grass that it grazes on will feed a family for an entire year, where a crop won't feed a family for an entire year. And even if it does, it's deficient of nutrients that you need to survive. It's time to stop this nonsense, this idiocy. It's been going on since the Bible. There's passages in the Bible about people who don't eat meat and the people who do eat meat and how they fought over it back then. It's been going on forever. People have always been endowing animals with human characteristics. It hasn't changed.
Okay, so do we have more time before we go to break?
Yeah, we do, actually, about 4 minutes.
Okay,
minutes.
So I just want to talk about this kind of weird farm crimes, since
right.
We're talking about meat.
Yeah, vegan farming.
Vegans, okay. Yeah. So in February, there was a rash of break-ins in several chicken farms in South Carolina. They did more than $1.7 million in damages on different farms that had contracts with Pilgrim's Pride.
Yeah, Pilgrim Pride. Yeah.
And they killed more than 300,000 chickens.
It's just slaughtered them out there.
Yes.
So somebody's just trying to put them out of business, it sounds like.
In Nevada in May, there was an ongoing series of unexplained cattle shootings. More than 60 were shot.
Wonder what they're doing this for.
Let's see. In this one, in Iowa, a cow met an unfortunate end on Christmas Day. The police responded to a farm in Menlo, Iowa, where there had been a break-in, and they discovered a carcass of a cow that had been chopped in half and gutted.
Hmm.
Okay. Let's see. This one is on Christmas Day or Christmas Eve. Vandals snuck into a dairy farm in Connecticut, opened the valves,
let all the milk out
on all the storage tanks, releasing more than 1,000 gallons of milk.
But see, okay, so these are all incidences. They're farm crimes. I get it. But these are probably done by rival farmers to each other. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but don't you think it's weird?
No, I bet this kind of stuff's been going on since the beginning of time. People used to steal other people's cows, right? They did cattle rustlers. You'd have your brand on it. They'd come and take them over to their land. They'd change the brand by, you know, hitting it with their brand, and then it was their cow. And then people died over that.
Right.
So this has been going on forever.
Okay, and this is totally different. It's about olive oil.
Popeye's girlfriend?
Oh, olive oil.
Last month, Italian officials confiscated 7,000 tons of cheap oil from North Africa that was being passed off as extra virgin olive oil.
Yeah, I've said this.
And headed to America.
Of course. So we have an old, we I was going through the cupboard the other day, And I found an old bottle of olive oil that I'd forgotten about. And I thought, maybe I'll put that up on the counter so we'll cook with it. I opened it up and I smelt it. There wasn't a single smell of olive in there. It smelled, I don't know what it smelled like. It smelled like corn oil to me or something else.
We've gotten spoiled by Papa Vince. I love their olive oil.
Yeah, there's nothing like it. There really is nothing like it.
And they're not sponsors anymore.
No.
We bought it.
We just ordered 6 bottles the other day, right before the holiday.
Yep.
So, no, but I mean, that's another thing. You think you're buying olive oil, but you're not. And don't think just because the olive oil is made inside the United States, because there's California processes that make olive oil. Mm-hmm. But you don't know if they're buying olive oil from someplace else and mixing it with theirs just because they say.
Are they really making, are they growing the olives there?
So
I started to say grapes.
Kroger's had an olive oil from California on sale one day. And so they had a tester, and she had the little cup and a little olive oil and a little piece of bread. And, you know, you're supposed to. And I just took it and walked with it, and I dipped it, and I smelt it. I couldn't smell any olive. None at all. That made me suspect. I thought to myself, maybe this really isn't olive oil. Maybe it's cut with something else.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's why I like Papa Vince. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
MadeByHemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web. Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
If you're a fitness athlete, busy professional, or just looking for a better way to eat hot meals on the run, you need to hop over to HotLogicMini.com right now and check out the coolest portable mini oven on the planet. It's about the size of a lunchbox. It cooks, reheats, and keeps food hot all day without overcooking or drying it out. Plug it in and forget it. There are no buttons or dials or timers to worry about. It's genius. Eat a hot meal anywhere you go. Work, car, hotel room, anywhere. Get over to HotLogicMini.com right now to save 20% off the regular price with coupon code SHR. That's HotLogicMini.com and coupon code SHR.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. Start start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. What are you going to talk about first?
So I guess this week they, the National Commission on Hunger released a report on how to eliminate hunger in the U.S. One of the things they're trying to do, however, is to kick soda off the list of purchases allowed with food stamps.
I don't see why that's a problem. Why is that a problem? I mean, it's not a food. It's like a luxury more than anything else.
And I don't see how it's any, they're not allowed to buy alcohol or tobacco with food stamps.
We know those things are bad, right? We know soda's bad. So what are the, obviously there's a tug of war going on here, right? There's some people going, it's not fair. People should be able to buy soda if they want to. The soda industry will be hurt.
They're saying that people who are using these SNAP benefits make the same food buying decisions as we all do. They don't need the government telling them which aisles they are allowed to go down.
Well, wait a minute. Where are they getting their money from? The government. Oh, wait a minute. I mean, I know this is going to sound really cruel, but when you make your own money, you spend it the way you want. When you're taking money from the government, they get to tell you how to spend it. If you don't like that, then find a way to make your own money. I mean, I don't think it's fair either that the government tells people what to buy. But if you're getting, when you lived in mom's house, remember your father and mother would say, look, as long as you're under my roof, you're going to live by rules. You ever hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, and when you're a kid, you say, man, I can't wait to get my own place so I can do things the way I want to do them. Well, I mean, look, I don't think a mother of four who's struggling and getting food stamps would have a problem with this, right? Because she probably doesn't want to give her kids soda anyway.
Right.
So who's
she'd
really going to
take that money and buy a piece of chicken, some chicken or?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so who's really beefing about this? The soda industry?
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure it is.
And again, I hate to say it, but I know people be like, no, that's not fair. No, it is fair. That's the way life works. When you're living in mom and dad's house, you have mom and dad's rules. When you're taking the government's money, you spend it the way the government wants you to spend it. That's the way it is. And God, it'd be great to get less people to drink soda.
Well,
remember the 1.6 million a year that are dying from chronic disease?
Evidently in Mexico, they put a 10% tax increase on sugary beverages.
Yeah, everybody screamed it wouldn't work. But
that,
it's working.
That happened in January of 2014. A new study was just done, and it's working.
Yeah, Andrew Michael Barker, who listens to the show and also resides in the United States and in Mexico, he told me that it's working. The sugar tax is working down there.
There was a new report published in the Journal of the BMJ, the reports that 1 year after implementation, sales of sugar-sweetened beverages have dropped in Mexico, which could be an early evidence of positive impact.
Yeah, yeah.
So do you think they should do that here?
The sugar tax?
Mm-hmm.
If they're going to do it on soda, they got to do it on fruit juice, too.
Didn't New York try to do that?
No, Mayor Bloomberg tried to limit the size of the size of a soda you could buy at a fast food restaurant.
The researchers reported an average 6% decline in purchases of sugar-sweetened beverages and a 4% average increase in untaxed beverages over 2014. I mean, I'd say that's pretty good.
Yeah, and that shows that they're moving to other things to drink.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not wrong. No, I don't think
you know. Why not drink water?
Yeah.
Oh, you can't. You're not supposed to drink the water in Mexico, right?
No, Mexicans can. It's just Americans who go there because the different microbes. Yeah, no, they can drink it.
This week, the EPA confirmed that the neonics also threaten honeybees.
Neonicotinoids, right?
Yes.
So they finally agreed with what we've been saying for how many years now?
A preliminary risk assessment of the pesticides show that the chemical poses a threat to some pollinators, specifically honeybees.
Yeah, how many honeybees have we lost already? And can they bounce back?
I certainly hope so. They're in the process of reviewing the class of chemicals to determine whether they pose an ecological threat to our pollinators.
And
how long have they been assessing all this,
I know. It takes forever. It takes forever. What about Monsanto? Didn't you say something's going on with Monsanto?
Monsanto recently laid off. I don't have that story open. I'm just going to have to go find it now. Since you brought it up.
Remember I told you that I was on a plane on the way to Montana? I talked about it on the air. And I sat next to a guy who works for like a big ag supply company.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me that sales of glyphosate, of Roundup, was just so down all over the company-wide that they just... Did you see that in this article? Roundup herbicide fell 34%. Sales of Roundup has fallen 34%. Over
a
third.
They cut 16% of their workforce.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I've said it before. We could see Monsanto go out of business in this lifetime. Absolutely.
Oh, I'm sure they're running scared.
Well, no. They're not running. What they should be doing is going, what can we do to give people what they want? Why don't they invest all of their technology and their intelligence into making organic farming more profitable for organic farmers, not using chemicals, come up with strategies. I mean, there's lots of things they could be doing.
This is what Monsanto replied. They stated that, as expected, the decline in the quarter is due to weaker foreign currency, glyphosate pricing, and lower corn volume in Latin America.
Yeah. The truth of the matter is that glyphosate is the core of their business. Everything revolves around glyphosate. The seeds they sell, they get the money for the seeds that they sell because they're Roundup ready. If they don't sell Roundup, there's no need to buy those seeds. So the fact that more and more people in the United States and more countries outside the United States are getting wise to the dangers of glyphosate and its uses dropped by 34%, okay, they're in trouble. They're in trouble. And then, you know what's going to happen next? Our government is going to give them our tax dollars to bail them out. Mark my words. You heard it here first. Because that's what the government does. Government goes after, Solyndra, right? We bailed them out to the tune of $500 and something million, and then they went out of business. And people think that Solyndra actually paid the money back to the Department of Energy. They promised to pay back $24 million. They still haven't paid it back.
And how much did they get?
$524 million. Okay, so we bailed these companies out that have government support. We bail industries out. You know, the banks, Wall Street. And you can bet that Monsanto is going to get bailed out if they get any deeper in the hole with our tax dollars. And I say, if they use tax dollars, I got no problem with the government bailing an industry out with tax dollars, but then give the people something out of it. Figure it out. So every tax dollar that they get, they have to pay back to the government. It goes into your 401k or something, but don't take my money to save a company. And then when the company gets saved and is profitable, don't even give me my money back. That's our government.
Back to the neonics killing the honeybees.
Right.
Bayer was reviewing the EPA's assessment and said that at first glance, it appears to overestimate the potential for harmful exposure in crops such as citrus and cotton, while ignoring the important benefits these products provide and management practices to protect bees.
Yeah.
They obviously are furiously defending the neonics.
We have to take a break. We're going to take one last commercial. Is this our last commercial break? No, it's not. Let's take a break, and we'll be right back with more.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin. Human by Rev Genetics today.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Superhuman Radio will start in just a moment, but Elisa and I wanted to tell you about something we're really excited about.
One of the top requests we get every month is to do a show about eating the superhuman way on a budget. So many people say it's just impossible, but now we have the answer.
We can now tell you to shop at ThriveMarket.com for all your favorite products. Whether it's organic, paleo, raw, vegan, non-GMO, or any other natural products, you'll find them all at ThriveMarket.com.
ThriveMarket.com has over 3,000 healthy products at 25 to 50% off retail. Go to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio and get 2 months free membership and 15% off your first order.
Take advantage of this outstanding offer. Thanks to ThriveMarket.com, eating like a superhuman has never been cheaper.
Less expensive.
Cheaper.
Carl, it's less expensive.
Okay, less expensive. Get over to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio today and start saving big time. Never pay retail again. Superhuman Radio will start in just a moment, but Elisa and I wanted to tell you about something we're really excited about.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in 2 great tasting flavors, tropic fruit and raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SuperhumanRadio to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the NVDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth. It dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. It's Casual Friday. I'm in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. Staying with the bee thing for a second, because, you know, obviously we see bees dying rapidly all around us for years now. And, you know, people are starting to get the message that, oh, these neonics really are dangerous. You know, even some educators didn't think they were dangerous. Your cousin Bill.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's finally coming to fruition. The bees serve a lot of purposes besides being pollinators and so on. We get a lot of good things from them, right? We get honey and we get bee pollen.
Well, and I was thinking about using bee pollen, and until you said to me,
there's probably neonics in it.
Yeah. So, I mean, what should one do?
I don't know. Get bee pollen from a country that doesn't use all these chemical pesticides and herbicides? I don't know.
I mean, you can't really get organic bee pollen, can you?
I don't think so, because unless you can keep bees in one spot.
Yeah. It's sad, because I wanted to start using bee pollen.
Yeah, Lisa says, I want to start using bee pollen. I had some at home, and I threw it away because I read an article that said that bee pollen was tested, and they found a lot of the chemicals, pesticides and herbicides, in the bee pollen. And it makes sense. They're gathering the pollen from the plants.
So then you shouldn't use honey?
I don't know. It's a good point. It's a really good point. I mean, look what we've come to. Look what this country has come to. We have crapped in everything that we could, and now we're looking at it and going, oh, can't eat anything anymore because it's got crap in it. And you know why we've crapped in everything that we can? It's because companies, organizations like the FDA have allowed industries to destroy the planet for a profit. And I say, I put the burden of this problem at the doorstep of the Food and Drug Administration, because they are the ones that say, oh, these chemicals are harmless. You can put them in food. These are harmless. This is, and then we have to wait for them to come back a decade later and go, well, we're gonna recall this and ban that because we realize that there's problems with it. After everybody's been exposed to it, after it's out in the public domain. So, you know, if this government really cared about the people, the first thing that they would do is they would go to the FDA and they'd say to everybody there, thanks for your service, get out. And they would put new people in place, and they wouldn't allow the relationships to be structured between the companies that they provide oversight to and the agency, where they are working with these companies so closely that they become an extension of these companies. They wouldn't let that happen. Because the American people are who the FDA is supposed to serve. Not Monsanto, not Pfizer, you know, not Cargill, and not all these other companies that are literally have crapped in everything that we can't even get away from it anymore. And it's only going to get worse. We're going to be gone way before the planet gets too hot, folks. If you think that global warming is what's going to end this human race, you are so, so ill-informed, because we're going to be dying from diseases from the crap in our environment that's being put out there right now that organizations like the FDA say is safe. I mean, what's going to happen? You're going to have, you know, 9 out of 10 kids being born with autism. You're going to have people at 30 years old developing Alzheimer's disease. There's nobody going to be able to take care of anybody. What are we going to do?
I want to address what you just said, the 9 out of 10 kids being born with autism.
Right.
So I read a study that, and I think it was in the news as well, that women on antidepressants during pregnancy it's causing a higher rate of autism.
Right.
So yesterday, wasn't it yesterday?
Yeah.
I'm reading our studies that we get. And then there's now one that says women taking antidepressants during pregnancy do not have a higher rate
right.
of autism.
And this is what the industry does, right? So because people love to point at science, right? Oh, well, this study says it does this. Well, this study says it doesn't do that. What do we, whose study do we choose to believe?
The one you want to believe.
Exactly. The one that supports your position. Exactly. You know, I don't have to know, whether or not a drug can cause a problem for a mother during pregnancy for her child. I don't need a study. When you're building a baby, you shouldn't be taking any drugs. Any drugs. We've already talked about how acetaminophen is bad, right?
We did a show on that.
Yeah. Now, they just figured that out. And that's the number one thing that they prescribe for mothers to relieve pain, right, when during pregnancy. Now they're finding out that it affects testosterone levels in boys while they're being formed in the uterus. I mean, you shouldn't take anything when you're pregnant. Nothing. Zero. Eat food, drink water. That's it. If you want your child to have a fighting chance in this world. So, God, I'm sorry.
Okay.
You know what? I got to be honest with you. I've been doing this show for 10 years, and I've been talking about these things for 10 years, and nothing changes. No. I take that back. Things change. It's getting worse. The assaults on human life today in the United States are worse than they were 10 years ago when I first started doing the show. It makes me sad and frustrated. Because we have this one life we're just trying to get through. And then you have organizations like the FDA allowing every flipping company out there to harm us. And I'm tired of that.
Are you getting teared up?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, so, well, here's a little bit of good news, maybe.
Okay.
I don't know. Campbell Soups says that they're going to disclose their GMO ingredients on their labels.
That's nice of them.
Yeah.
I just assumed everything in there, Campbell Soups, was GMO.
They're the company that makes not only Campbell Soups, they make Pepperidge Farm, Prego, Plum Organics. I've never heard of that one. I don't think I'll be using it if I know that Campbell's owns it.
But Plum Organics may actually be organic. It may not be GMO, you know.
V8 juice and then their soups. But they're going to comply. They have to comply with the new labeling law in Vermont. So they're just going to put it on all of their labels.
I think that's great. I you know what? I don't think it's going to hurt them. I think it's going to help them. If nothing else, from a public opinion standpoint, that, hey, you know what? We're not just going to do it for Vermont. We're going to do it for the whole country, which is what we always expected to happen in California. We thought that if California got the GMO law in place for labeling, that companies would have no choice but to disclose this on a nationwide basis, because they're not going to make two labels, one for California and one for other places. So I applaud Campbell's for doing it. I really do. I think it's good. Will I eat their food? Probably not.
It's not going to specifically say which ingredients. It's just simply going to say on the bottom of the label, partially produced with genetic engineering. For more information about GMO ingredients, visit whatsinmyfood.com.
Yeah. And whatsinmyfood.com probably says that the GMOs are safe.
You know, that's what they're trying to do, is get you right.
You know, to go back to the kitten thing that we were talking about, the vegan
kitten.
Yeah. The one fellow that was commenting said that someday we'll come up with a way to synthesize meat-like products that have all the benefits of meat, and we can stop harming animals. That's what he said. And somebody came back and said that, you know, that's ridiculous. And we've been eating meat for a million years. And he came back and he said, yes. And they used to operate without anesthesia back in the old days. We don't want to go back to that, do we? Like, in other words, just because we've been eating meat for a million years, do we want to, like, is it the right thing to do? And I thought about it when he posted that. And I thought about what the difference is between meat. We've eaten meat, and we have evolved eating meat. Our body has changed because we eat meat. It's not like we're introducing anesthesia for the first time. But more importantly, does anybody remember baby formula? When I was a kid, they told mothers that baby formula was better than your own milk. It was more nutritious. The child would be healthier. That you were actually derelict of your duty. Parents who couldn't afford baby formula and they were breastfeeding, they felt like they were harming their babies back then in the 50s. So anytime we think we're smarter than nature, that we are man, we are humans, we have brains, we can logic, we know better than nature. We're gonna hack nature. You know, all this hack crap that's out there today. Oh, hack this, hack that. Hack nothing. Nature hacks you back when you try to hack nature. Nobody's gonna come up with a better alternative to meat than meat. We didn't evolve eating a synthesized form of meat for millions of years. We've been eating meat for millions of years. So this nonsense, so that people can absolve themselves of the guilt of, oh, I'm harming an animal. You know what? If you was in the Serengeti and a lion saw you, they would eat you and poop you out and never give you a second thought. Oh, gee, I really feel bad for that guy that I just ate. We are animals, okay? Let's get it straight here. And this whole idea of morality, it's a social construct that we have created for ourselves. Stop feeling sorry for animals. If they've led a good life, you know, what's his name? The guy, Patrick Rogers. He said when they took that cow, they walked up to that cow didn't do nothing. They put a gun against his forehead and shot him. He just fell down. He didn't know he wasn't panic stricken. He wasn't like, oh my God, I'm going to die. He didn't know what happened. That's the way to go. I hope I go that way. I hope I don't suffer. I hope I go that fast.
What was the burger made of that they made it in the lab?
Yeah, I forget. But don't forget, that burger would cost you $40,000 to eat if you want to eat a burger made out of that.
So, yeah, it was really expensive.
Yeah, of course. I mean, this is nonsense. It's nonsense.
Okay, so not to change the subject here, but let's talk about a new kind of snack.
Yes.
Okay, so how about an exercise snack?
Interesting concept.
I guess they, there's a university in New Zealand that did a study, and what they studied was exercise snack programs, which involved short bouts of intense exercise on a treadmill prior to breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And then they had composite exercise snacks regimens, which were similar but included some resistance exercising alternating with walking. The traditional continuous exercise program consisted of 30 minutes of moderate intensity walking before dinner only. Meal timing and composition were the same during the 3 days. They found that exercise snacks and composite exercise snacks routines controlled blood sugar more efficiently than the continuous exercise routines.
Yeah, it makes sense. It makes perfect sense.
There was a 17% reduction in glucose levels over the 3 hours following breakfast, a 13% reduction in glucose levels over dinner. After dinner on the exercise snack days compared to the continuous exercise days.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. Think about Dr. Malin Watfi, what he talked about in his book of Doves, Diplomats, and Diabetes. We are designed to expend energy in the capture of our food, in the acquisition of our food, and then we eat. Our bodies have evolved that way. So it makes sense that it's better for blood sugar levels, too.
So it's better to do it prior to your meal as opposed to after.
I remember hearing an interview on public radio probably 20 years ago about a guy who was in the military. He retired. He wanted to get back in the military. He was pretty close to the age where you can't go in anymore, and he had to get in shape. And so one of the things he did to lose weight was before every meal, he got up and he walked for 20 minutes. He just walked 10 minutes from his house and 10 minutes back, and then he sat down and ate his meal. He didn't change what he ate. He didn't change how much he ate. He just did that before every meal, and he lost like 30 pounds in like 5 months.
Wow.
I know. Just from doing that one thing. So it makes perfect sense. And from an evolutionary perspective, it makes perfect sense as well. Very interesting. We have to take our last commercial break.
Okay.
Let's do that. We'll be right back.
DryHemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils, high-end CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back.
Another weird song.
I know, right? Today's the weird song day. I don't pick them. They just shuffle into place on their own. So, something's going on with Chipotle.
It's strange to me. I don't know. So, in California, in Simi Valley, where they had the norovirus outbreak.
Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, norovirus is transferred from a human being to a human being.
Right.
Okay. It's not something that's on the leafy green vegetables or uncooked meat or anything like that. A sick employee will give your patrons norovirus.
It's now being investigated as a federal crime.
Well, okay. California is a state on the brink of bankruptcy. California is always looking for ways to make money. Dragging companies into court is a way for California to make money. So I would say maybe that's their motive there. I don't know.
But how many outbreaks are there? I mean, in other restaurants.
Oh, constantly.
Okay, so this man who is a prominent food safety lawyer says, this is a quote, "I have been doing these kinds of cases for 23 years now, and I do not recall a federal investigation of any sort into one restaurant outbreak of any kind. And I don't even recall a federal investigation of a restaurant chain that's involved in any kind of criminal investigation following a foodborne illness outbreak."
It makes you wonder, what did Chipotle do wrong? That I mean, look, I'm convinced, and I don't want people to go, oh, you know, natural news conspiracy. I'm convinced something's going. Look, there's a reason why Chipotle in how many different states has the same problem. They don't buy produce from all the same location, right? They source it fairly regional or locally, so they're getting all their food from different places that they're preparing with. And they all have this same problem. That was the first thing that was very suspicious to me. Then you hear about the way that the government is handling this. I mean, you think to yourself, wow, who did Chipotle piss off? What did they do that they're being treated this way? I mean, if this happened to McDonald's, they wouldn't be doing this to McDonald's. I mean, hell, you know how many people probably get sick at McDonald's every day? It doesn't even make the news. No, something's up. Something's up here. Well, I don't know what it is, but something's up.
Well, I guess you invoked Natural News' name. I guess he wrote an article that it's sabotage. It's a bio. The name of the article is "Biotech Industry Food Terrorists Are Planting E. Coli in Retaliation for Restaurants' Anti-GMO Menu."
And you know what? I'm not saying that that can't be it. I'm just saying that I'm not saying that because Mike Adams is saying it. I said this a long time ago, if you remember. When we first talked about this, I said, I feel like somebody is trying to kind of bring Chipotle down because they are a really good fast food chain. They locally source their meats. They have high standards.
It's all like, it's just strange how it all happened all suddenly. And then I read I think it was Echo Watch that had a other side of the coin that said, well, you know, they didn't have very good food standards. Well, how come it's like all of a sudden?
Well, wait a minute. They didn't have very good food standards. You mean to tell me that they were allowed to operate at substandard levels below other restaurants? No, that's why we have all these agencies that give them grades, and that's why we have the USDA and the FDA. What do you mean? What food standards were they different than say a McDonald's? What were they doing differently that the government, the local agencies allowed them to do, and why did they get a pass?
Well, to my point, it doesn't make sense that how long have they been open? How many years have they gone without any virus outbreaks? And now all of a sudden they have all of the same or all these virus outbreaks back to back.
But it's not all norovirus. Remember, there was one instance of norovirus.
But it was E. coli.
Yeah, bacteria.
I mean, it was all back to back though, to my point.
Back to back with no traceability back to a single food supplier because they're getting their foods from regional places. Back to back in multiple states, very, very suspicious to me. I said it was suspicious to me when it first all happened. And then when the norovirus came down, I was like, well, that's no big thing. Lots of people get sick at restaurants because an employee didn't wash their hands and transmitted a virus. That happens all the time. Hell, before we realized that you had an ovarian cyst, we thought that's what happened to you, ate something at a restaurant.
Yes.
I mean, would if in fact that was the case, would they have federal government come into Il Molino and go, oh, we're gonna fine you and we're gonna put your people in jail? This is criminal activity. No, something's going on with Chipotle. There are screws being put to this company for a reason. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. So, that's all the time we have, Elisa.
Oh, just one more thing then.
Okay.
Congress has banned microbeads in cosmetics.
Good.
And toothpaste. Why anybody would use a toothpaste
It's an abrasive. You know, it makes your teeth whiter. It's great.
Yeah, but the little beads are showing up underneath the sulcus of the gum.
Oh, that's not good. That could be causing gingivitis. That could be causing gum disease.
Well, I mean, I've seen pictures of a hygienist who've taken pictures of those little beads that are in toothpaste that are up under the gum tissue.
Oh my gosh, that's terrible. Yeah. I didn't even know that.
You didn't know that?
No, I didn't know that. I mean, I knew that they were gathering in our waterways and stuff, and they're
and it's in cleansers like facial cleansers and
exfoliating
type things, and even in hand soaps and things.
Yeah.
But
how long do they have to get it out of the products? They have till 2035.
I think. Let me just find it real quick. It's not 2017.
Okay, that's not so bad. A couple years, right?
Right.
So we only have to survive another couple years before the microbeads will be out of our stuff.
Just don't use them in the toothpaste. I don't know why.
How do you know they're in there? Does it say microbeads?
I don't know.
Why don't we find out for next Friday?
It's a polyethylene.
Polyethylene.
So that should be on the label.
So if it says polyethylene is in there, you know it's microbeads. There you go. So don't buy anything with polyethylene in it. Okay? All right. Listen. First Casual Friday of 2016. We're off and running. This is going to be a great year. And hope you stay with us all the way throughout. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Now, the